Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. U.S. lawmakers yesterday met with Taiwan President Tsai in California under the threat of retaliation by the Chinese government. Republican Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy on Fox News last night gives us his takeaway.
China can never tell us what to do. As Speaker of the House, I'm going to meet with whoever we want to meet with whatever country. And you know what? We need to speed up our weapon sales to Taiwan. Have we learned anything what's happening around the world? Let them defend themselves.
House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul is leading a bipartisan delegation in Taiwan this hour. The group is meeting with business leaders and government officials in Taipei. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis may be recalculating his campaign after Trump's indictment.
Still no word on whether Governor DeSantis will run for president, but he is the headliner at the Midland County Republican Party spring breakfast today. Barry University's Sean Foreman says DeSantis may be in a wait-and-see mode since Donald Trump's poll numbers have tripled since his indictment.
This does put Ron DeSantis in a difficult position, which he's already been in, and that is, you know, whether or not to run for president, and if he does, when to announce.
The latest Yahoo News poll says Trump has 57% of the vote compared to DeSantis's 31%. I'm Skip Kelly.
Former foes Saudi Arabia and Iran agreed to restore flights between their countries and resume government and private sector visits after their top diplomats met in China today. The summit comes weeks after the two governments agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations in a deal brokered by China, which ended 7 years of snubbing each other. According to a notice posted by the Federal Aviation Administration, SpaceX could finally kick off its first orbital test launch of its gigantic Starship spacecraft and Super Heavy booster as soon as Monday. The Starship is a booster with 33 rocket engines and stands 164 feet high, potentially the most powerful rocket ever launched. This is USA News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Charlotte, North Carolina area Democrat State Representative Tricia Cotham is switching parties, giving Republicans veto-proof supermajority in the North Carolina State House.
Modern-day Democratic Party has become unrecognizable to me and to so many others throughout this state and this country. The party wants to villainize anyone who has free thought, free judgment, has solutions. If you don't do exactly what the Democrats want you to do, they will try to bully you. They will try to cast you aside.
Three Tennessee state Democrats were pulled from committee assignments after disrupting government business on a state House floor in Nashville a week ago. Tennessee House Speaker Cameron Sexton on Fox News.
This is about these three members' actions on the House floor, how they shut us down, and how they led protests.
After Tuesday's arraignment of former President Trump, Republicans rushed to defend him, calling it a political persecution by Manhattan D.A. Alvin Bragg. As many Democrats celebrate the charges, President Biden and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell have remained silent. McConnell, who reportedly hasn't spoken to Trump since December of 2020, stopped from making any statement responding to Trump pleading not guilty to the charges. In fact, the Republican Senate Minority Leader also said nothing regarding the indictment. McConnell's top spokesman, David Popp, said, quote, "If we issue a statement, we'll let everybody know," end quote. Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
For the technical difficulty, but we're off and rolling here, and we've got John Guandolo joining us, the counterterrorism expert. John, how you doing?
I am doing wonderful. Happy Holy Week to you, Bill.
Yeah.
And your staff.
Well, thank you very much. It is Maundy Thursday. This is the day of the Last Supper, as we head into the furtherance and the denouement, the climax of Holy Week, which is Easter Sunday, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, John, I appreciate you coming on to talk about the real war and what Donald Trump and all conservatives must do next. And, some people are asking, are the Democrats, the deep state and their cartel oligarchs, sounded the call to arms? What do you say?
Well, I think what I believe Americans should be thinking about is the difference between just following laws and following just laws. And I remind people that a lot of things in history, in American history, but also in world history in the 20th and now in the 21st century, things can be legal on the books, but unconstitutional, meaning they violate the principles of the Constitution. Abortion is the easiest example of that. It's unconstitutional because it violates the very principles upon which the country, the law and government rest. Mm-hmm. And the founders said, and the law at the time of the founding said, you can't legislate something that violates the law of nature and the law of nature's God as it's legally defined, because the Declaration was a legal document. So I think it begins there. And what, as it relates to current events and Mr. Trump, the indictment was brought forward by individuals, and I'll start with Alvin Bragg, but individuals, plural, that are part of a hostile movement to destroy the country. And we can identify that legally through facts and evidence. And therefore, it's not a just or right judicial proceeding. And Mr. Trump, in my humble opinion, should have explained that to the American people and refused to present himself for indictment and forced the other side to either capitulate or to do what tyrants sometimes do, which is crank it up to the next level, as opposed to participating in this facade, in this third world dictatorship style legal proceeding. But he didn't, and I'm disappointed, but you know, he's going to do what he's going to do. But I think that would have been a lot more productive for where we are right now, as opposed to just getting into this tyranny.
Well, you bring up an interesting point here, John. What's most important, for Donald Trump to get reelected or for him to stand on our constitutional rights? Because I think that's the crossroads you brought him to. And you bring up an interesting point here, because with the thing with tyrants is that it's going to happen. I mean, they're going to, whether they do it now, right now it's kind of like they're soft peddling, you know, their intent and almost trying to skirt around the whole issue. But the fact of the matter is they're tyrannical. This is a tyrannical move. And you got half the country that is going along because that's their side. But just like in Nazi Germany, it was, you know, was their side until they found out the hard way it wasn't their side. Right?
That's right. And, well, you bring up a good point. And the National Socialist Party, and I like to point that out because they were politically left, not as the entire left tries to say that Nazis were right-wing extremists. They literally now say that in documentaries because they're lunatics and they're dangerous and they're liars. But National Socialist Party, the Nazis, what they did to the Jews under German law was lawful.
Mm-hmm.
Slavery in America, I would argue, and all across Europe, was lawful at a time, but it was that nobody's going to stand up and morally defend it. And it stood in violation of our Declaration, which is the ideal. And the founders knew at the time that they created the Constitution, it was abhorrent. And they didn't approve, but they also believed in just laws. And they knew that the weight of the ideal would destroy slavery, and they couldn't get it done at the time they stood up America. But they believed the very presence of America in the world was more important, knowing it would, you know, slavery would be crushed under the weight of the ideal of the Declaration, than it would be just to toss out the whole idea of America, which was amazing. Literally, the first time in world history we had a form of government other than a monarchy.
Mm-hmm. Again, the same crossroads, John, that you're at. Okay, are you going to uphold constitutional law because that's what you want to survive more than anything else, or the other option? And the founding fathers put everything, their very lives, their treasure, their reputations, their honor, on this document.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you, that says a lot, and that is something that I believe all American citizens need to pause for a moment and take it in and really comprehend that to what it means, because when you do, then you're able to, with force and conviction, withstand attacks on said document, which is exactly what's going on now. We've got more from John Guandolo after this.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Many places in the world are immersed in darkness, but we at the Tide Ministry are dedicated to shining the light of Christ. The global pervasiveness of sin stands against the spread of the gospel. And for Christians trapped in heavily persecuted areas, the isolation and oppression can be devastating. Unfortunately, many governing entities make it nearly impossible to preach the good news in their region. This discrimination and divisiveness is fueled by the enemy, who's determined to stop the spread of Christianity. While challenging, these issues do not dissuade us from our mission. We've been proclaiming the good news through radio broadcasts for over 75 years and intend to continue doing so until Christ returns. To learn how you can pray for and encourage persecuted people whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
About 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. John Guandolo, my good friend, is with us. He is the counterterrorism expert and former FBI agent. As we were saying in the first segment here, and again, I hope you caught this because this is so critical, you know, what we're dealing with here. This is more than Donald Trump. just like George Washington understood, it was more than, you know, being king of America. And even the founding fathers, the pilgrims, understood this too, that the most important thing, see, when we talk about getting back to first principles, I mean, you've got to get back to first principles. And the first principles are outlined in the Constitution. These men of faith and women of faith understood the laws of nature and nature's God. That is paramount. That is most important. And when we lose sight of that, that's when everything looks like America looks like today. Right, John?
That's right. I think that you just nailed it. The founders, you know, the famous Benjamin Franklin quote, you know, we have a republic if you can keep it. And Adams and many others made it clear, you know, when Jefferson said, you know, we all agree, from Jefferson, we all agree in the moral principles of Jesus, and nowhere will they be found in greater purity than in the Gospels. And that moral standard is the standard for the Constitutional Republic. There has to be a standard, because yes, majority rules, but minority rights must be respected under the Constitution. And when you decide to stray from the moral standard, then you have people that will boldly stand in Congress and explain to you why killing babies in the womb or after they're born is okay. That's okay, because there's no moral standard. So if you can do that, then nothing is wrong. Then everything becomes okay. And making up charges against a guy when the statutes matter not. But just because a legislature, be it a city council or a state legislature or a U.S. Congress legislates a law, doesn't make it constitutional. It has to be within the framework of the standard, which in the legal document, the Declaration, is legally defined as the law of nature and the law of nature's God. The will of God as he reveals himself in nature and Holy Scripture. That's right out of the law. That's the standard for the republic. And to say that that's not, you don't understand, you know, we're more modern today, is to say that the entire first generation, George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, John Jay, all the key founders, the governors, the state legislatures at the time, all got it wrong, but somehow today we're getting it right.
Right, exactly. After 200 years of clear evidence of what the fruit of this Constitution has done, as you said, minorities' voices, we're taken in into consideration when the Constitution was drawn up. The founding fathers knew that slavery was going to be a problem, but a minority voice needed to be considered. And what they believed was that the morality, the laws of nature and nature's God, and what was outlined in the Constitution would eventually crush, in a sense, crush that idea of slavery. It took a while to do that, and it cost us over 600,000 citizens, not to mention a president of the United States. But that was the price to pay for all people to be free. And this is what disgusts me, John. It really does. When people want to play a race card, after all that our American forefathers, American citizens, the ultimate price that they paid for everybody's freedom, and now they have, you know, the audacity to talk about, we need reparations or some other made up sort of thing to do the very thing that Joe Biden said, that they want to put you all in chains, back in chains. That puts people back in chains, doesn't it?
That's absolutely right. You bring up a great point. You know, in this tyranny, the issue is never the issue. And you and I have talked about it. The perpetrators, you know, the perps, right, of this hostile cabal, they don't care about human rights. They don't care about slave reparations. They don't care about climate change. They don't care about systemic racism. They don't care about gender equality. Those are tools to impose the tyranny. Those are tools to be used to drive their platform, their movement to destroy liberty, It's driving it right down the throat of America. And that's where we are. And they've used all of them. They've used, you know, women's rights issues, the nuclear, dangers of nuclear war, you know, the whole nuclear war protest. Those were all funded by the Communist Party. And yet, while these people were advocating these things, Ted Kennedy and Jimmy Carter, they were working with the Soviets, the KGB, and Soviet leadership to gain political advantage. That's a historical fact, because we have all we need now, the documents that show it.
Exactly.
So the reality is they don't care about liberty. They never did. They care about power, control of state and power. That's what this is all about. That's what indicting Donald Trump is all about. And it needs to be said, the other side is going to do anything to keep him from power.
Right.
Anything. Everything's on the table, because that's who they are. And to think that's not the case is to be flat out wrong and not understand the war in which we're engaged.
Exactly. Well, this is why they had to take out John F. Kennedy, if the truth be known. Right, John?
I think you can look back in history and see that you brought up the example of Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln paid the ultimate price in this country and is a war hero and is an American hero and is a great patriot, was a great patriot. But yet these things, these issues can cost. And the question is, you know, you brought it up. Is it more about the man, or is it more about the people? Is it about Donald Trump, or is it about the principles and the people and the future generations? But the people, if the people decide to sit on the sidelines, we lose all of this.
Mm-hmm.
The people are the government. The people must be engaged. It's why I do what I do. It's why my company Understand the Threat does what we do. It is about seizing back control of the local government at the county level and operating that government per the Constitution. That's what this is about, under the principles of the Constitution. A small r Republican form of government under the law of nature and nature's God. That's how it's supposed to work.
Now, John, you've been focusing on this for a number of years. We've got about a minute and a half. Share some stories, some success stories in communities and how you've been able to turn them, because this is a bottom-up movement, and I believe that the organic nature of this is starting to catch on, and people need to understand that there is success happening, and this is an effective concept, and you know from which, with your background and everything, in being a warrior, you understand the necessary steps and elements that are critical to success. Share some stories with us.
Well, I can share many with you. I mean, from the national level of exposing bad guys inside the government, but it's at the local level. So whether two citizens are able to put the community together and get five different cities, like happened in Minnesota, five different cities to reestablish the Pledge of Allegiance at their city council meetings, or we're talking about getting true no BS communists exposed in the community who are posing as, you know, freedom loving people. All of this matters, and the key to what we do is we show communities not just how to play whack-a-mole and get rid of this guy or that woman on the school board or the city council, how to put together a comprehensive plan to liberate and fortify the county. And our adversaries are scared to death of citizens who do this, but it is very successful around the country. It's wonderful.
Where can they go, John, to get more information? 5 seconds left.
UnderstandingTheThreat.com. Have us bring our Into Action.
Do you have heart failure and often hear, Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. U.S. lawmakers yesterday met with Taiwan President Tsai in California under the threat of retaliation by the Chinese government. Republican Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy on Fox News last night gives us his takeaway.
China can never tell us what to do. As Speaker of the House, I'm going to meet with whoever we want to meet with whatever country. And you know what? We need to speed up our weapon sales to Taiwan. Have we learned anything what's happening around the world? Let them defend themselves. Deter the ability of China to enter Taiwan. We need to be able to foster greater democracy and freedom. We need to be able to work together economically from the chip manufacturing and others.
According to a notice posted by the Federal Aviation Administration, SpaceX could finally kick off its first orbital test launch of its gigantic Starship spacecraft and Super Heavy booster as soon as Monday. The Starship is a booster with 33 rocket engines and stands 164 feet high. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Here just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for DeRoy Murdoch, Fox News contributor and contributing editor of National Review Online. Hey, DeRoy, how you doing? Wow, I mean, this is amazing. I mean, what we've been exposed to. You know, I almost thought of this moment. Remember in the movie A Few Good Men when Jack Nicholson confronted Tom Cruise and said, I hope you've got more than what you're presenting here, and this is why you drug me all the way from my from my high perch there in the DMZ zone, and this is all you got. I hope you got something better than this. And I was just waiting for that moment, because it seemed to be the case yesterday after all that we went through with the district attorney Bragg.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard people on the left say, is this it? Where's the rest? You know, looking at the back of the indictment, is there something on the back pages we're missing?
Exactly.
Yeah, this thing's amazing. First of all, it's easy to read. It's only 16 pages. A lot of these legal briefs go on for 200 and 300 pages. They're just gigantic. And I flipped through this thing. It took me about maybe 15 minutes to read. And
it was like a cut, copy, paste, the same sentence, wasn't it?
It's not a triumph of criminal law or jurisprudence. It's triumph of cut and paste. Mm-hmm. It's basically the same paragraph copied 34 times. And what he does is, in one case, it'll say, well, you know, it'll change the dates from February 14, 2017, all the way to December 2017. And then in one case it says, you know, the Trump Organization used an invoice. Then it'll say used a check, and then used a draft, a ledger entry. And over, it's okay. It's check, ledger entry, invoice. Invoice, ledger entry, check. And it's the same thing over and over and over. And what's interesting about it, first of all, they're accusing Trump of criminal wrongdoing for Michael Cohen's invoices. Now, Michael Cohen should be the guy getting in trouble for sending invoices. You receive an invoice, you don't send an invoice, unless I'm reading this wrong. So that's kind of weird. And the other thing is that when you get to the back of this thing, at the very last page, the last check, it says check stub dated December 5, 2017. Well, the assuming this is a felony, the five-year statute of limitations, if I can add 2017 plus 5, let me think, that should equal 2022. So December 5, 2022 is passed. Mm-hmm. So unless I can't count to five, it seems to me the statute of limitations on everything in this 16-page indictment I'm holding right now has passed just before Christmas. So, you know, unless I'm missing something about, you know, the felony statute of limitations, at least in this case, run 5 years, this entire thing ought to be dismissed strictly on statute of limitations grounds, and Trump and the rest of us can get on with our lives.
Exactly. He can get on with his campaign.
Astonishing.
The thing that's amazing, do you think all the CPAs in New York were shaking in their boots realizing that, oh my God, for a bookkeeping mistake, we could end up in jail for 100 years?
You know, yeah, exactly. I mean, people make either, you know, legitimate errors, they decide, well, you know, that lovely lunch we had, let's not put that down as luxury lunch, let's put it down as marketing expense or, you know, business discussion or, you know, new business development. I mean, that sort of stuff probably happens all the time. Mm-hmm. This is why we have the entire accounting industry.
Right.
And, yeah, you see, normally what happens, they'll say, look, we're not going to allow this, or, all right, we're going to fine you something. The idea is the idea of getting 34 criminal charges and being arrested and arraigned and brought into court, and of course when you're the former president of the United States, that means you shut down the FDR Drive,
yes,
close Lower Manhattan. I believe every member of the NYPD has been on duty for the last 5 days. All vacations have been canceled because, you know, those mega Republicans, those
five, oh gosh, yeah, absolutely,
the
they don't know about mostly peaceful riots. These guys, they've done more damage than anybody else in the history of mankind ever.
I saw the people in MAGA hats burning down. I think right from my house I could see them burning down two different police precincts. Those are gone now. No, come on. So we had I think it was maybe a couple hundred people protesting. No big deal. Everyone's gone. But nonetheless, the entire NYPD was rolled out of here as if, you know, we were expecting a terrorist attack or something.
Yeah, exactly. How much money did you calculate? How much money was it? I've heard millions of dollars. You know, upwards of over $100 million in time, you know, in resources that New York had to. I didn't realize you guys were so flush that you could just hand that out so easily.
And, well, here's a figure, $200 million. That sounds high.
Yeah, I thought so too. That's why I was careful. I said, you know, $100 million, but yeah, $200 million. But regardless, that's a lot of millions of dollars. Regardless, but it's somewhere in that zip code, somewhere between $100 million to maybe $200 million, possibly. You know how the media likes to inflate it. But here it is. You got $200 million versus what, a check for $130,000. I mean, what it reminds me of, DeRoy, it's like when Joe Biden decided to send a $400 million or $400,000 missile to knock down a $12 balloon that belonged to Hobby Lobby, right?
A healing balloon that says happy birthday, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You send, an FAA 20 missile to go right through it. Yeah, I mean, let's assume it's only $20 million, all right? $20 million. For $20 million, how many new teachers could we have hired? How many new cops could we have hired? How many new firefighters? What a waste of money. And, you know, even if Trump did these things that Alvin Bragg says he did, you know, I think you've got the statute of limitations problem. You also have the fact that he is a local prosecutor. I don't see anything in this indictment. It keeps saying intent to defraud and intent to commit another crime. You see the phrase commit another crime.
Right.
You go through this and there's no other crime mentioned.
Yeah, where's the crime?
None of this stuff stands unless there's a second crime that this, the these activities are used to promote or to enable, and they never mention what the other crime is. And so,
he says he didn't have to say. He didn't
really?
Have to say.
Wow.
Really? I mean, come on. You're going to indict somebody and you're withholding? I mean, that's like withholding exculpatory evidence, isn't it? I mean, in a sense, I mean, what is the reason you got me here, all stretched out and putting me through all this persecution and everything? And, oh, I don't have to tell you. What?
Yeah, there's a wonderful novel I recommend all of our listeners read called The Trial by Franz Kafka. It was written probably back in the 1920s or 30s. Mm-hmm. And a guy, I think his name is Joseph K., gets arrested. And they arrest him. He said, why am I under arrest? And they said, we can't tell you. He goes, what are the charges? We're not going to tell you. But go on with your life. But you're under arrest. And he goes about his daily life while under arrest and has no idea what he's done wrong, what the charges are. Is he going to go to jail? Is he going to be, handcuffed? He has no idea, but he goes through life, quote unquote, under arrest. And this is, kind of Trump's situation. What is the second crime? Is it a federal election crime? Is it extortion? Is it wire fraud? Is it espionage? Is it the Sherman Antitrust Act? Is it an EPA environmental Superfund? Who knows what it is? But they won't say. So how do your lawyers sit down and say, okay, we're going to prepare a defense if you don't know what the crime is against which you're trying to defend your client? I mean, I've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah. I mean, this is a real circus. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's almost like, Harvard Law School is calling Bragg and saying, hey, that certificate we gave you? We want it back. You're embarrassing the holy hell out of us.
Here's a Federal Express label. Just put in a box, put the label on, we'll pay for the postage, send it back. Yeah, exactly. I mean, this guy went to, I think a relatively reputable law school, and you'd think somebody, either he or someone of his staff would have said, sir, we need to put a statute here. What's the statute, holding together these 34 charges? Mm-hmm. But it's not in there, which is just amazing.
Well, they probably didn't cover that at Harvard Law or the Constitution. Somehow he just missed it. Maybe he was sick those days.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe the whole point is equity. It's all about equity as opposed to actual law enforcement.
But here it is. And the thing is, DeRoy, as well as I do, if Donald Trump was not running for president, this wouldn't be happening.
Or if you were running for president, you were a Democrat, it would none of this would be happening. This is purely partisan. We are officially a third world country. I think we should get some money. Taxpayers probably should pay for it. Get some really good masons to go to the Supreme Court, where it says equal justice under law, and chisel in quotation marks, because it's just a slogan. It means nothing. It used to be a wonderful guiding principle of this country. It's just become a punchline.
Yeah, and presidents of other countries are chiming in, going, "What happened to that light on the hill, the moral high ground that we used to look to America for? You guys are done."
Mm-hmm.
In so many words, right?
Well, they are, and then you look at something like very parallel. I took a look at the documents that were put out by the Federal Election Commission related to Hillary Clinton and the Steele dossier.
I'll tell you what. Let's pick it up from there. Let's go to a quick break. So this way we can hold it all together. More from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Spring is here, and there's no better time to try something new. Take a taste of Coke Zero Sugar and enjoy real Coke taste and zero sugar. Now available at participating Burger King restaurants. Try Coke Zero Sugar with your favorite food from Burger King.
satisfy your hunger and enjoy Coke Zero Sugar with a piping hot breakfast sandwich, like a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Sizzling sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. And don't forget the crispy hash browns. Or if the flame-grilled Whopper sandwich, BK Royal crispy chicken sandwich, or chicken fries are your fave, you are in luck. All Burger King menu items pair perfectly with an ice-cold Coke Zero Sugar. It's the perfect no-sugar sparkling beverage that goes great with everything. Take a taste of Coke Zero Sugar to enjoy spring your way at Burger King, where you rule. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants. Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Back with you, America. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Jeroy Murdoch continues with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Jeroy, pick it up from where we left off.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about how, you know, the idea of equal justice under law and having, you know, a single-track justice system is dead. That doesn't exist in this country anymore. We have a two-track justice system. And basically, if you are a Republican, you can look forward to things like what Donald J. Trump experienced the other day, which is being dragged into court with your lawyers and sitting before a judge and not knowing quite what's going to happen in your future. And if you're a Democrat, you skate. You go down with your life. You sleep in, you relax, and you love life.
Yeah, you write a book. You write a book, you get paid all kinds of hundreds of thousands of dollars for a book, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And you look at, for example, the very perilous situation. In 2016, you had allegedly the money being paid to Stormy Daniels to be quiet. And then on the other side, you had Hillary Clinton funneling money through her lawyers to give to Perkins Coie, a law firm, to give to Fusion GPS, which was an opposition research firm, which then gave money to Christopher Steele to put together the Steele dossier, apparently, you know, alleging that Donald J. Trump is a KGB agent controlled by the Kremlin, et cetera, et cetera. And anyway, this ended up before the Federal Election Commission. They took a look at it, and finally, March 2022, they go through all these details, and they finally decide, okay, well, you know, just pay a fine, $120,000, something like that, fine. Send a check in, and you're good, and you get on with your life, and that's it. You know, no arraignment, no arrest, no being brought into a courtroom, none of that stuff. $105,000 to be paid to the FEC, and
this was a fine against Hillary Clinton and her campaign.
Hillary Clinton and the Democrat National Committee, correct?
Right. Okay.
And then also, respondent agrees not to violate, but a respondent agrees not to violate 52 U.S. Code Section 3104, blah, 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 and agree, okay, we're not going to do that again. And that's it, you know.
That's
it. Fine, send in the check. and get on with your life. So that's what happens if you're a Democrat.
Right, and forget the fact that it cost the American taxpayer something like $70 million for this witch hunt brought to us by 19 Democratic lawyers that most of them contributed to the Clinton campaign, right? Forget about all that money that went out of our treasury.
Yes, I mean, at the expense of, at the expense of the Mueller investigation of so-called Russian collusion. You had the FBI investigate this. This was investigated by the U.S. House Intelligence Committee and the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee. So you had four different bodies look at this, and they all realized he's not a Russian spy. He's not controlled by the Kremlin. This is garbage. They all agreed on that, and they tried very hard. Democrats tried very hard to prove he's a Russian asset, and they couldn't. So we spent a lot of money. But even more than the money was this country spent 3 years torn in pieces, with half the country thinking that the man sitting behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office is some sort of a KGB agent.
And what, illegitimate.
What a terrible thing to think about your president.
Exactly.
And you know, we all pulled our hair out of each other's heads and scratched each other's eyes out over this. And I think we're still suffering from the bruises of that because Hillary Clinton paid for this. And as a result of that, you know, I'm sure she didn't pay it. Somebody in her campaign, maybe using their campaign donations, paid this money in to the FEC as a fine. And end of story, end of and no consequences.
But,
so she writes her books and goes on TV and has her class at Columbia, and you know life's never been better for Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Well, based on D.A. Bragg's argument, I mean, to me, that's exactly what Hillary did: influence the campaign with bad intel, right? Knowing it was bad intel, and so you're going to use that argument. I mean, this is a thing that's so frustrating. You go, oh, okay, well, you guys definitely know the law. You know the difference. You know if you do something like that, you've spelled it out. Donald Trump didn't do that. Hillary did. Donald Trump's indicted. Hillary Clinton's doing talk shows.
That's right. I mean, you look at Alvin Bragg's document, and it says Donald J. Trump repeatedly and fraudulently falsified New York business records to conceal criminal conduct that hid damaging information from the voting public during the 2016 presidential election. And all this stuff was done to influence the election. Well, the Steele dossier was designed to influence the election.
Yes.
So she literally did the same thing that Trump's accused of doing, which is funneling money through lawyers to influence the election. Mm-hmm. And that supposedly is a campaign violation.
Right.
So Hillary Clinton does that. She gets a little fine. Trump does essentially the same thing. And, you know, he's going to be before a judge in December, and we're all going to, again, in addition to his inconvenience, this entire country is going to spend the next 8 months, you know, screaming and yelling at each other, saying, you know, Trump's innocent, Trump's guilty, Trump's a hero, Trump's a villain, et cetera, et cetera, and the country will remain tense and divided and acrimonious, all to make life easy for Joe Biden and miserable for Donald J. Trump. Now, if the DNC does that, that's great. If the Biden campaign does it, that's their job. It is not the job of the criminal justice system to help one presidential candidate and hurt another.
And exactly.
If that happens, you are living in the third world, and right now this is a third world country.
Yeah, you're very optimistic to think it's going to be only 8 months. They're going to drag this thing out for all that they can. And, oh, yeah, by the way, there's two other missiles in the water, one out of Georgia and, of course, still the Mar-a-Lago case, which is, again, the hypocrisy and the contrast is so clear on this, DeRoy, where you've got Donald Trump, who's got documents, who's authorized, and he said that he did declare that, they were no longer top secret. He's capable of doing it, declassifying as the president of the United States, but not Joe Biden when he's a senator or vice president. He's got stuff, which is interesting, right? They took pictures on purpose. The FBI takes pictures on purpose of documents strewn on the floor of Donald Trump's office, but yet it's Joe Biden in his garage next to his Corvette. The documents are strewn all over the garage, but we don't see those pictures.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen any pictures of the Biden documents. There was no Mar-a-Lago type raid with the, it was a couple dozen FBI guns. Yeah, running into Donald J. Trump's property, and same thing. You know, they went in and actually, not only that, they had Biden's lawyers going through saying, okay, this document's okay, that document's okay, and they decided which documents were inappropriate. And they decided to turn that stuff over.
Like as if they have classified clearance, they have the authority to do that.
And then it's not even clear that these people had the classification. You might have had lawyers looking at top secret documents or not. Didn't have the clearance to do so, which, of course, is another violation, another potential national security nightmare.
It's endless, isn't it? Just like even going into this case, why did we know over the weekend that there were going to be 34 counts?
Somebody leaked that from the grand jury, and that is against the law. That also is illegal.
Okay. So here it is, and nobody's talking about that yet. Because I think there are so many things about this whole indictment that smells to high heaven. It's like, okay, where do you start to unravel this hot mess? And what it's going to do to the voter politic is disgusting. This is what's upsetting because, DeRoy, I got people, I got friends, people I want to be friends with, I want to be able to talk with, just sit down and have a beer. I can't have a beer with them because they're so cooked over Donald Trump. And it's all, you know, it's like I said a long time ago, who told you to hate Donald Trump?
Yeah, and you know, this is again part of the divisiveness. Look, if Trump, bribes somebody, or he stole a pile of money, or he raped somebody, then fine. The guy needs to be prosecuted and thrown in jail. But these people sit there and think we got to get Trump, got to get Trump, got to get Trump. And they sit there to find any small thing they can use to get Trump, quote unquote, which is not the job of a prosecutor. Your job isn't to get people. It's if somebody breaks the law, the person needs to be prosecuted for that. And so in this effort to get Trump, what you're also frankly doing is getting Trump supporters who are
exactly
74 million Americans. And so this is an attack not just on Donald J. Trump, it's an attack on the 74 million people who voted for him and others who may not have voted for him but might admire him to one degree or another. And we all feel under fire, we all feel threatened, we all feel attacked.
Of course. Yes.
That sort of thing just leaves everybody on edge and not exactly in a big mood to call your favorite liberal Democrat and say, let's meet at the local bar for a cocktail.
Exactly. Well, what do you make of, NDAs? I mean, obviously Bragg supposedly has made it part of his calling card that he hates NDAs. But NDAs, by the thousands on a daily basis, people sign non-disclosure agreements, right?
Yep.
For varying reasons. This is something that's quite common. But again, some of my well-meaning friends, oh, bless their heart, it's like, okay, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to go to the bar and have a drink with you, but I'll pay for a couple of drinks because you need to calm down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I've signed NDAs. I've probably signed, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 over the years. Mm-hmm. And, it doesn't necessarily mean, okay, we're having a sexual affair. I don't want anybody to know about it. It could be, hey, you've got a new business idea. Tell me about it, and I promise not to go blab it to the papers or go run to your competition to tell you what your next product is. There could be you're involved in a real estate deal and want to make sure the people involved don't run off and go tell other folks until the thing's announced publicly. Mm-hmm. So NDAs and non-disclosure agreements are signed all the time. I would say there are probably tens of thousands of those things signed every single day. This is not unusual. And yet it's being treated by Alvin Bragg like it's some kind of, oh, this nefarious, this spooky plot. Do this, and people pay people. And people pay money to people. All right, just don't talk about this, and here's some money to for your inconvenience of not being able to blab about it to your friends. This is not unusual at all.
Exactly,
it's being treated like the Rosenbergs or something like this.
Well, I got to tell you, DeRoy, I've been a public figure, through broadcasting, through my broadcast career, for most of my life, and. I guess in one sense, even though I've made some good money, I don't have the money of Donald J. Trump to where any time I was falsely accused of something, I didn't have to write a big check to anybody. I was just able to be in that realm where I could kind of ignore it and let it go away. And I've been threatened with all kinds of, rumors and things like that. But when you are a figure running for the president or if you're running for some critical office and you've got $100,000 in your penny loafers to spill out to make that problem go away, it's kind of like no harm, no foul, and that's something that is done with regularity. It doesn't pronounce anybody's guilt, and it drives me nuts that people just want to think that Donald Trump's guilty. He had to have an affair. Okay, well, like all of a sudden it's like he without sin. Let's let you be the first one to throw this first stone, right? So our words to everybody is, look, grow up, calm down, and let's get this country back on track, okay? DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Thanks a lot.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how...